and my special guest, who I've been promising you all about, is finally in studio with me. Her name is Katrien Grobler, and she is the CEO of Faithful to Nature. And I'm very excited to have you in the studio today, Katrien.
Thank you very much, Lila.
Because I feel like we don't have these conversations enough. We're aware of them, but we don't have them enough. And today we're talking about plastic-free July. Right.
Yes.
So I want us to just backtrack it. What is Faithful to Nature, and what is it offering?
So Faithful to Nature this year actually is 13 years old.
Oh, wow.
Which
teenager.
Is really cool, yes. Our founder, Robin Smith, started it 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. When she realized that when she looks on packaging in store, when it says natural, organic, or you know, plastic-free or recycled, if you dig a bit deeper, it really isn't the case. Mm. And she started Faithful to Nature when e-commerce was developing in South Africa as an online retailer. And today we have 13,000 products.
Wow.
And we have a very strict ingredient policy. So we have a team that are very strict. Mm-hmm. And they check all the ingredients and follow up with suppliers to ensure that what they're saying on their labels is correct and that there are no harmful or substances in the product or anything that's too synthetic, which is damaging your health or your home for that matter.
I like that. I also like the name. It's quite a catchy one. You're being faithful to nature, which is which is exactly what you guys are doing.
It's the part of the name which is my favorite, mm-hmm. and I think people have realized this is faithful,
yes.
because our website offers such a big variety of things. You can be faithful to your home with the detergents and the products you use. You can be faithful to your family by providing your kids with the best bath and body care and food products that are natural and organic. You can be faithful to yourself.
Yes,
there's
I
a lot
like
of
that.
Health and like fitness and stress related products. So yes, you can be faithful to the planet and faithful to nature, but we basically have anything to take care of yourself, your mind, your body and your soul.
I must say, you guys have the best kale chips I have seen. Okay.
I'm very happy to hear that our coconut chips are also amazing.
Now, Katrien, I want to talk about that beautiful big fish at the V&A waterfront, because it's relatively new. And, you know, what is Faith doing there?
So Faithful, the fish,
Faithful.
Don't worry, I think has got more publicity at this point as well. Prayers and meetings and discussions around it than any other fish on the planet.
Amazing.
Yes, so we decided to build Faithful. It started really when I noticed all the litter in the beach in Kalk Bay after New Year's. It was really atrocious. I jumped in at the deep end of the harbour to swim through to the shallow end and get out at the waves, obviously breaking on the beach. And I couldn't do that because there was so much litter in the waves that if I went underwater, it probably would have knocked down my head and I was like a bit uncomfortable. So that really brought to reality for me how bad the problem is with the ocean. And we decided to build Faithful to drive awareness around this real problem.
Yes.
And I mean, everyone, like you said, everyone's aware of it, but are we actually changing our behavior? And that's obviously what's required, not just awareness.
Yes. You know, at home, for people listening, what are some of the minor changes? I mean, we can start small. If one person does one thing at a time, I mean, what are some of the things that we could start with? Just practical things that we could do in order for us to save the planet.
Yes, so I think personally, if you just walk into your home as a start off and look at all the plastic, just open your kitchen cupboards. And everyone has that cupboard that they open, all the Tupperwares fall out and all half the lids are gone. And you'll open if you start using products. So let's say you buy a bottle of gherkins or a bottle of mayonnaise. They all come in beautiful glass jars. You don't have to throw that glass away. You can reuse it and put your rice in there and not put your rice or your sugar or your tea bags in a plastic container.
Yes.
So it's really about finding small replacements. But I think the moment you walk into your home, I've actually noticed the most with my cosmetics because when I started at Faithful to Nature, I was like a Tupperware glad wrap freak. And I'm not at all anymore. So I've reduced a lot of plastic. Like I will never use a plastic shopping bag, never a straw. So the basics I'm quite good at. And I actually noticed on my cosmetics table how much products I've got that was plastic in. And I started going, can I get plastic-free cosmetics? So
yes.
I always say it's like anything in life. If you're going to run a 42-kilometer marathon and you run 42 the first day, you're not going to make it. But if you start with a 10-minute walk, in a year you'll run the marathon.
Yes.
So I think a consciousness around your home, what's in your cupboard, what's in your pantry, what's in your lounge even, and understanding that there is an alternative.
I like that.
Yeah, I think that's a good start.
I want to come back to Faithful, the fish.
Yes.
Who's at the V&A waterfront and open to the public, yeah?
Yes, anyone can go up to Faithful. It's in the Flagpole Terrace, where most of the restaurants come out. Mm-hmm. And there's a little atrium area as well. It's where they normally put their Christmas tree. So mm-hmm. Faithful is there waiting for you to bring a piece of plastic with you, put it into Faithful as a pledge to the ocean to change your behavior.
Yes.
And I think by putting the plastic in a fish's mouth and seeing it land in their stomach gives you a very literal demonstration of what you're doing by littering or using too much plastic, which is a little bit uncomfortable, to be honest, but that's what it's all about. Our founder, Robin Smith, who a lot of our consumers absolutely love her because of what she stands for. She's a great inspiration to me and definitely a mentor. I wouldn't be a good CEO without her. Is going to be at Faithful on Saturday with some of the rest of the team from Faithful to Nature. And we'd love people to join us between 10 and 12. Mm-hmm. There'll be free coffee, kombucha. And also, if you from Faithful to Nature and you shopped with us before, there's a free gift for you.
Amazing. Now, going back to Faithful, you know, please tell me just about the design, I mean, of the fish, because it's quite a big fish.
Yeah, so to be honest with you, a lot of people laugh and they said, how did you decide we're going to make a fish? And I said, well, my brother's an engineer and he's built me a mirror and a table, so of course we can build a fish. Now, there's absolutely no logic in that. But I just felt, you know, we're South African, we're faithful to nature. If we want a fish, we should build one. Because if you look abroad, like Hong Kong, New York, Europe, there's all these wonderful installations from plastic and you think, oh, we'll never have it, but come on, we can make our own, right? So we actually tasked the head of marketing to find us a fish builder, which took a bit longer than we thought, and he found our workshop, which is headed up by Heath Nash. It's in Langa, based in Langa in Cape Town. And they actually used recycled materials that they pick up anywhere. There's even stuff made out of like really great Stony and Coca-Cola cans. And they offer employment for artists. And Richard, who is our hero, he's the one who actually was responsible for building the project.
Amazing.
And this is his very first big project. And a lot of the guys on the crew, like Ace, it's one of their first projects. So we're really grateful that we found them. And I went to see the fish a few times in the process, and I actually took my nephews with, and now the fish is on their Christmas list, which I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to pull that off.
Good luck, auntie.
Yeah, but I mean, the guys put so much love into it, so it was really wonderful.
Now, you know, I was reading an article a couple of months ago, and they said that in 2020, many of these malls, big malls in South Africa, are going to be banning plastic, which I think it's high time that we did that. I know that today we're focusing on plastic-free July, but, you know, how would you advise someone who actually wants to give up plastic completely, anything that, you know, uses plastic? You know, what would you say to them, you know, as the first step to just, you know, leaving the plastic behind and actually just focusing on the long-term effects that it will have on the environment?
So, first of all, banning plastic is a theme. We know that in Europe, most single-use plastics have been banned. And the Queen of England actually announced yesterday that she's banning any single-use plastic from all her palaces.
Amazing.
So, thank you, ma'am. The Queen always manages to be fashionable. I would say the advice I would give to everyone is just to start small. I mean, I promised myself about 6 months ago, I will never, ever have a plastic bag at Pick n Pay or Woolworths or anything again. So I probably own about 20 recyclable or reusable bags. So I always forget it and then I have to buy a new one.
Yeah.
But I've also managed to carry a lot of groceries in my handbag and in my arms because I've just decided no. And I think you actually get a really strange sense of achievement if you actually can see it through in one day. So I've got these three secret things, which I believe if you've got it in your possession, it makes it so much easier to complete the day plastic free. One is a keep cup. So you get your coffee in the morning and you have tea late in the day or chocolate in the same cup. Obviously, you can wash it. And then a water bottle. I've got my favorite one, which is a copper water bottle, which is awesome. I carry it with me everywhere. And then a copper or a bamboo straw. I think if you've got those three things, you can go out for drinks, you can go out to a restaurant, you can get your coffee in the morning, you can go to the gym, and you're sorted. You do not have to expose yourself to plastic.
What kind of impact do you think not selling plastic in retail stores kind of has on businesses?
So I think it's very hard for businesses to reduce plastic. One of the reasons I'm very aware of this is I've worked in large corporates, and I know that plastic is the cheapest thing to produce anything in, whether it be face cream, whether it be anything that you're drinking or eating. If it's not in a foil doy pouch, or it's normally in a plastic cup or plastic bottle. So yes, it is definitely more expensive to create plastic-free products. At Faithful to Nature, we've got our own brand range that we recently launched. All of it's in recyclable material, upcycled and recyclable cardboard. We've got soya ink and vegan vegetable glue. And the bags in the boxes that look like plastic are not plastic, and they are home compostable, which means you can plant them in your pot plants or in your garden, and within a month they'll be gone and absorbed.
Wow.
And that's something which I'm learning a lot about, are the levels of recyclableness and compostableness. If you see products which is compostable, it's normally only industrially compostable. And there's only one in the whole South Africa. So the chances that your compostable product, which is industrially compostable, is going to actually end up at that one facility in the whole country is highly unlikely. So I think for us, with the level of facilities we have available in South Africa, which are not like Europe, to just eliminate plastic is the best move for the consumers, but the most expensive for corporates and retailers.
Wow. Now, Catherine, you know, we can commit to this month, but you know, is there a way that we can work together with our Faithful to Nature long term just to kind of curb the usage of plastic? Are there other initiatives that you'll be doing?
So throughout the year, we always have obviously all our plastic-free alternatives on the site. A lot of people find, I think one of the things that are the biggest barriers to entering plastic-free is people think it's very expensive. And they think once they make the change, they have to stay perfect forever. It's like a diet. If you imagine that for the rest of your life, you're never going to eat cake again. I mean, won't start, right? So I think it's not to put too much responsibility on yourself. And obviously, if they sign up to the site or the newsletter or follow us on Instagram, they don't even have to buy anything. There's always tips about how you can easily adjust. And we often have sales on, especially over Black Friday or October, our birthday month, where we actually want to, I would say, like liberate sustainability. And we are liberating it by creating access to various options of even one thing like a keep cup, and liberating it by trying to find the most affordable products. So I think we are working hard at liberating sustainability to the greatest of the African population. And there's a lot of advice on our site, loads of blogs and our social following. And honestly, if people think that it's cheaper somewhere else, I would recommend that they still buy it, because the best part about being in this business is we just want change. It's not always about buying it from us. It's okay, just as long as the planet lasts longer for our future generations.
And how can we connect with Faithful to Nature? Are you available on the socials?
Yes, at Faithful to Nature is our Instagram handle, and Facebook, Faithful to Nature, and our website is www.faithful-to-nature.co.za. But if you just type in at Google search, Faithful to Nature will come up, I'm sure.
Catherine, thank you so much for coming into studio. That was very insightful.
Pleasure.
And everyone, you heard Catherine. She said on Saturday, this Saturday, between 10 and 12 at the V&A Waterfront, right where the restaurants are, you'll see a beautiful big fish. And, of course, you can get involved and be part of, you know, the generation that's going to make the change for the environment. Catherine, thank you so much for your
time. Thank you, Andila. Thank you for having me. And I look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Definitely will be
there.
Thank you. In studio with me is Catherine Grobler, who's the CEO of Faithful to Nature. And we've just had a lovely conversation about plastic-free usage and just plastic-free July, because it is this month. And I think it's a great month to start, where you can challenge yourself to maybe let go of the plastic and find alternative ways. It doesn't have to be expensive. You can always just be creative about it, but ditch the plastic.